If you're like me, you've attended your share of boring, unproductive meetings. Rarely in our society do we speak well of the meetings we have to attend, whether at work or at church or wherever we have to go. Reason why? Too often our meetings are huge time wasters, leaving us frustrated, disinterested in them, and most often what do? We try to avoid them. Sadly, there's a prevailing indifference among church leaders towards meetings. And this is understandable. None of us came into ministry to spend countless hours debating what week would be best to have the church potluck or what color the curtain should be in the sanctuary. Our time is valuable, and we want our lives to count for eternity and not to be wasted on the trivial. So, meetings at work, what's it about? In this short three-part series, we want to look at two very important issues. Number one, why elders' meetings are so vitally important. I can't emphasize this enough. These are not meetings to simply deal with finances and programs. Elder meetings are a part of the shepherding ministry of the local church. These meetings set the tone for the entire congregation. They generate vision. They sharpen our pastoral skills and so much more. The second thing we'll see in our series is this series will help elders to improve the effectiveness of their elders' meetings. We'll look at the principles and practical suggestions that can help elders stimulate their God-given creativity, improve their team management and communication skills, and of course, apply God's Word to their meetings and their work and so much more in this series. So our goal will be to have Christ-centered meetings that first glorify God and result in better care for His flock. So if these issues relate to you, I invite you to join us now in our series, Meetings That Work.